And that's the way many of us are wired. Maybe, to an extent, all of us are wired that way. But it's important that we understand anger is a choice. Anger is a choice. We get angry because we choose to get angry. We have got to understand that. Eric, I can't help it. I was mad. I just lost my temper. Well, you see, God created us with a cerebrum. Therefore, we are created to think and to reason things out. We have a choice whether we lose it or keep it under control. But Eric, you don't understand. When I get angry, I can't control it. I just explode. I'm like the Hulk. You won't like me when I get angry, Eric. Well, here's the deal. Really, you can control it. And quite honestly, you are the only one who can control it. But first, you have to admit it. Second, you have to understand it. And then you can control it. So the third point, are you all happy at seeing the Hulk's face there? Yeah. Resolve your anger quickly. Ephesians continues, don't let the sun go down on your anger. You just thought that was an old premarital counseling thing, didn't you? Yeah, if you're angry with each other, don't let the sun go down, right? Well, that's scriptural, folks. Ephesians, don't let the sun go down on your anger. Don't finish the day with anger unresolved. It turns into resentment and bitterness, and that is always sinful. That is never, ever justified. Do not prolong or put off settling the issue. You should do it quickly. Resolve each day's anger by the end of the day. If you get mad at somebody and you blow up at him or her, first of all, calm down. Maybe remove yourself from the situation. Second of all, talk it over with that person. Come back, talk it over, and apologize. So we must admit it. We must understand it. We have to deal with it. And finally, after we've dealt with it, we have got to control our anger. Ephesians puts it this way. Do not make room for the devil. Do not make room for the devil. Uncontrolled anger gives evil a place to work within. Uncontrolled anger, unresolved issues, gives evil a place to work in your life and in your working relationships or your marriage relationships or whatever it is. It allows an open door, just like the Proverbs at the beginning of the sermon talked about. You're like a house with the windows blown out. Evil makes its ugly face known. So, here are some practical, simple steps to control your anger. Now, do you remember whenever you were growing up, maybe when you were teaching your kids or maybe your parents taught you, what are the three things that you're supposed to do when you walk up to a road or a railroad track, for instance? You stop. Stop, look, and listen. So since we already know that, I thought I would apply it to anger this morning, all right? So the first thing we do is we stop. We stop and think before we speak. We stop and think before we speak. I was speaking to a gentleman this week in regards to just conversation and team groups and such, and he called it the 2-second rule, and I thought, man, what an awesome thing is that? 2-second rule. You can't say anything for 2 seconds after the person ahead of you speaks. If you break that rule, your comment is ignored. The 2-second rule, that's pretty awesome. That gives you 2 seconds to soak it in, form a response, and then talk about it. So stop before you speak. Stop and think before you speak. When we get mad, we say things we cannot take back. Proverbs 15:1 says this, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. We can deal assertively with others without disregarding their feelings. Jesus got angry, but did so in a way that ultimately expressed value in other people. Name-calling doesn't belong to people in the household of the believers. All right? Calling another person stupid or treating another person disrespectfully shouldn't even be in our mindset. Shouldn't be a part of our lives. There's a Chinese proverb that says the fastest horse cannot catch a word spoken in anger. There was a story I heard a long time ago about this very issue of saying things when you're mad, or maybe just trying to be a pain to others and blurting out mean things, right? And the mom and dad were just exasperated with this boy that just would not control his mouth.